Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, it looks like the government is going to finally be opened up this week. It's not a guarantee, of course, but you have 8 Senate Democrats that essentially waved the white flag of surrender.
They really kind of did, didn't they?
Catherine Cortez Masto, Dick Durbin, John Fetterman. Now, you know what? Hold on. Before I go on anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you can say Fetterman waved the flag of surrender. I mean, Fetterman has been principled on this from the beginning.
That's a negative connotation. I don't mean... Let me rephrase that. I don't think that they waved the white flag of surrender. I think they waved the flag of common sense, of common decency, of trying to do is best for the American people. But Democrats...
Wait. Hold on. Before we get that far. I can give that to John Fetterman, because from the beginning, John Fetterman was saying, we should not be doing this. This is bad for the American people. This is bad for the public. The shutdowns are awful. So yes, John Fetterman, he wasn't surrendering. John Fetterman has taken a principled stand. He's in favor of common decency. He's in favor of doing the right thing from the get-go.
No, I get that. So
Dick Durbin surrendered. Masto surrendered.
Okay. Tim Kaine
surrendered.
Angus King.
Actually, Tim Kaine's the only one who actually made a deal that made any sense, because part of what Tim Kaine got into it was that Donald Trump has to rehire all of the employees he fired, not just the ones he furloughed, but the ones he hired, and you have to pay them back pay. That's part of the deal that Tim Kaine got in there. The reason that's important is Tim Kaine is a Democrat from Virginia. Democrats get elected by government employees around Washington, D.C. That's why Virginia is now a blue state for the most part, because of the government employees in Northern Virginia around Washington, D.C. Tim Kaine was actually doing what was in those individual people's best interest. Now, it hurts the rest of the country, but he was at least looking out for the people who elected him to Congress.
No, I get that. And so you have Maggie Hassan.
Yeah, Maggie Hassan, yeah.
Jackie Rosen and Gene Shaheen.
Yeah, they all surrendered.
All right. Now, they didn't suddenly discover bipartisanship.
No.
They discovered reality. I think they saw the wall collapsing around them. They saw that their party leaders, led by Chuck Schumer,
right,
had been backed into a corner with zero leverage, with zero public support, and zero plan.
Okay.
This wasn't an act of conscience. I mean, in many cases, I think in Fetterman's case, it was.
He's the only one I'm going to say it was an act of conscience, because he was consistent from the beginning.
Right. I think this was pure political triage. They voted to end the shutdown, not because they believed in the deal, but because they believed they were bleeding out politically.
Now, we can't necessarily say that there's no political support for it, because amongst the far left, the government shutdown, they thought this was great. You're fighting against Donald Trump. You're giving Trump the middle finger. Oh, look at how Donald Trump's bleeding, and we got the elections. I do think these individuals went, the majority of the country isn't in favor of this. You're actually helping Republicans. Republicans' popularity has grown, especially amongst Republicans and amongst independents. Democrat popularity has dropped, except for amongst the far left. And the people that joined this list of group that you've had, really, Maggie Hassan's fairly far left. Dick Durbin's left of center. Most of them, though, have been joining in the past in bipartisan stuff in the past. So this isn't the far left. This isn't your Adam Schiff's, right? This is not your far left of the party. And what's more is, none of the people who decided to join in and try and reopen the government are up for election next year. And two of them are actually retiring from the Senate altogether.
No,
so they're not going to face political consequences for this.
I think Chuck Schumer is going to, I think he's going to resign, very frankly.
From the Senate?
I think that he is. I mean, he has spent his career as the quintessential deal maker.
Right.
You know, the bridge builder, the old school operator who could count his votes and cut bargains, you know, in these smoky back rooms. But the world has changed and Schumer has not. And I think if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, if she wasn't already planning to run against Schumer in 2028, I think she is now. The knives are out. I mean, the left, here's what's interesting. The left usually will circle the wagons and protect their own.
Right, but
that is not going on right now.
The far left doesn't do that. I'm not convinced that Schumer rides off into the sunset here. Schumer likes to hold on to his political power. I think he's into the power for power's sake at this point. And just like Andrew Cuomo didn't go off into that good night very easily, I think he might as well have. I think Schumer's going to rage against the fading of the light. Even if AOC says she's going to run against him, I think Schumer's going to try and run and hold on to it because he is a political animal. I don't think it's in his DNA to quit.
I think the animal that you're referring to is a dinosaur.
Well, yes.
And I think he is a... But even... He's extinct. He is extinct in today's Democratic Party.
Right.
He absolutely has zero place. And he's already willing to compromise and to sell his soul. And I know a lot of folks say, oh, that's just so... Well, that's so extreme or that's so whatever. But look, Chuck Schumer will say and do anything to advance Democratic, well, Chuck Schumer and the Democrat Party agenda. Here's the problem. He is not the authority any longer because the party has shifted far, far more to the left Schumer.
But I think Schumer's kind of like Andrew Cuomo.
I think he's like Nancy Pelosi. I think he's on his way out the door. The only difference is Pelosi left with a walker and Chuck Schumer may walk out on his own accord.
But Pelosi had already lost the leadership position. Unless Chuck Schumer loses the leadership position in the Senate, unless Democrats vote to oust Chuck Schumer, I don't think Chuck Schumer's going to walk away from this. I'm not saying I think he shouldn't walk away from that. But look, you compared him to a political dinosaur. I agree. But the dinosaurs didn't just lay down and euthanize themselves. It took the asteroid to take them out. Right? He's a political dinosaur. That doesn't mean he's not going to continue to fight to breathe.
But Mamdani.
Yes.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
The Squad.
Right.
Rashida Tlaib. I mean, just fill in the blank.
There's going to be a fight against him. I agree with that.
That is the equivalent of a political asteroid in Chuck Schumer's universe.
But Kathy Hochul, a New York governor, and we're talking about New York people because Chuck Schumer's from New York. Kathy Hochul has come out and started pushing back against some of the stuff that Mamdani was saying. Mamdani says free bus fares. Kathy Hochul says, you can't do that. I know you promised all your voters that, but you can't do that. So there is a pushback from the Schumer side of the Democrat Party against the far left radicals. Whether they win in elections or not, I don't know, but I still think they're going to have the fight. I just don't see Schumer quitting.
I think it's just a matter of time. I think he announces that he's not running for re-election. I mean, I think you can, and you can see the panic in D.C. among Democrats that, you know.
Well, you can see them being mad. They're mad about.
They've given up.
The Democrats in D.C. recognize the deal that was made was essentially a surrender. And it means that all of this lockdown and all of the shutdown was just political theater. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, some Democrats, as we were just talking about, appear to have finally caved on the government shutdown funding battle. For more than 40 days, Democrats have blocked votes to keep the government open, demanding an extra $1.5 trillion in spending and demanding subsidies for Obamacare. Instead, eight Democrats voted with Republicans to reopen the government in exchange for back pay for furloughed workers, the rehiring of fired government workers, and a promise that the Senate will vote on Obamacare subsidies later this year. Of the eight Democrats who voted to reopen the government, none of them are up for re-election in 2026, and two of them are retiring from the Senate altogether.
Yeah. And look, you know, Buttigieg, Newsom, Pritzker in Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean, every liberal is weighing in on how this is an absolute cave-in. Because, you know, really what it is, they feel like that the Democratic Party has surrendered to Donald Trump, and that is what is really eating at them.
But they did, and they had to. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Supreme Court has agreed to take up a case over whether or not mail-in ballots that arrive after the election can be counted in an election. This case comes after the Mississippi State Legislature, which is dominated by Republicans, passed a law allowing mail-in ballots that arrive up to 5 days after an election to be counted. Members of the Republican and Libertarian parties in Mississippi sued, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the law last year. In addition, today, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected another lawsuit, which was asking the Supreme Court to reject its previous ruling on gay marriage.
Look, if you cannot get your ballots in on time, and you say, well, I'm mailing it in, I mean, I don't have any control over it, then don't mail in your ballots.
And third thing you need to do before tomorrow, President Trump issued pardons over the weekend for many conservatives and Republicans accused of wrongdoing in the aftermath of the 2020 elections. The list included former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former White House Chief Counsel Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and attorneys General Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, Eastman, and Christina Bob. The pardon proclamation says the president issued the pardons to end a grave national injustice perpetrated upon the American people following the presidential election and continues the process of national reconciliation. I think these are good pardons. I think definitely some political lawfare is going on last time. We got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling 'cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. Hey.
American Ground Radio, let's go. Hey.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Right now.
Yes,
and you
right
know,
now.
There is evil in our world.
That's true.
And, you know, not talking about it doesn't make it any better.
That's true.
But Canada, our neighbor to the north.
Did you just call Canada evil?
I might.
Okay.
The government.
All right.
The government, because it has now one of the most expansive, permissive, and frankly, dangerous euthanasia programs on the planet.
It really does. Yeah, you're right on that.
And it's not just the terminally ill
in
Canada. So under current law, you do not have to be dying in order to be approved for euthanasia. You don't need to be in the final stage of cancer or suffering from some irreversible condition with days to live. In Canada, you can apply for state sanctioned death if you have a chronic illness or, get this, a disability. Now, how many of us don't have some form of a disability? You know what I'm saying? But in Canada, as long as you are just a disability.
So if you have Tourette's, you can get assisted suicide?
If you have an anxiety disorder that prevents you from, you know, socializing or leaving the home.
Is it 100% disability or just partial disability? Because what if I have glaucoma?
My understanding, whatever their definition, I don't have the definition of disability, but if you have a chronic illness or a disability under the legal definition in Canada of what a disability is, and condition of all of that is that you are of sound mind, the government will sign off on your permanent exit from this world. But it doesn't stop there.
Well, no, it's not stopping there. It's coming to Illinois.
No.
No, it is.
It's coming to Illinois. No, it is. But what I'm saying to you is they also, in Canada, they're also lobbying the parliament there to extend euthanasia to kids as young as 12-year-olds.
My God.
Can you imagine assisted suicide
for 12-year-olds? I absolutely can't imagine it because we already have abortion. Why not do assisted suicide for children? And again, Illinois legislature just passed an assisted suicide bill. It's sitting on the governor's desk. We got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, can you even say one positive thing or just one nice thing about Democrats?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Nettleville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, can you say one thing positive, nice about it? I can.
Mm-hmm. You can? Okay.
But it's also it's like a backhanded compliment.
Okay.
All right. I think the Democrat with the most common sense in all of the United States of America is John Fetterman. Which means that the Democrat in the United States of America that has the most common sense is literally the one with brain damage. Because he had a stroke.
Yeah, he did.
And he's still struggling to recover from that. Yeah. I'm not trying to make fun of him. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the one guy in the Democrat Party who ever makes any sense at all literally has brain damage.
Yeah.
The rest of them are nuts.
Yeah.
Well, can y'all do better?
Yeah, I can. Okay, so I had my thought and I had to think of something really.
Okay.
I admire the fact that they are fearless. They can say whatever they want to say in any situation, any social setting, social media, and they do not fear any repercussion whatsoever. And the backhandedness is that, it's a very different situation for conservatives. We can't say or we'll be crucified. But I love that they're fearless. They don't care.
But is it because they know that there's backlash coming, they just don't care about it? Or is it because they know that there won't be any backlash?
It could be that they know that there won't be any backlash, but the way that they spewed, they don't care. I don't think they care if there was.
But is that really fearlessness? I mean, is it really fearlessness
in my eyes,
is it just arrogance?
It could be both.
Because if you know there's no repercussion coming, If you know you're not going to lose your job for dressing up as Charlie Kirk's dead corpse for Halloween.
Yeah, that's messed up.
If you know that, is that really fearlessness? Or is that just, you know, walking around, as Bill Mart might put it, some BDE? Just, you know, I'm not going to explain what that is on air. But just some, you know, is that some really
good
fearlessness?
Energy. Yeah. Okay, so when this question came through, so for me, I'm thinking, okay, I have a lot of Democrat friends, lot of liberal friends, and I could tell you many, many character traits that I love about them.
About the individuals that I know that are Democrats?
Yes.
100%.
Yes. I adore them. Absolutely. And I could list. So I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to sit here and talk about them. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to go to Grok. I'm going to go to ChatGPT.
Okay.
I'm going to see what are the best qualities. And one of the first things that came up was tolerance and pluralism. Liberals generally value a willingness to accept different views, actions, and beliefs, fostering a society where a diversity of opinions and lifestyles can exist and flourish.
That's not true.
Right. So my friends that I love that are liberals, I can say that about them. But if I am being truthful about the ones in power,
yeah,
the ones that have the microphone,
right,
the ones that have access to the camera,
the ones that are marching in the streets on King's Day.
That's the opposite of what I'm saying.
Yes.
I want to believe this. And I think that the ones that are diehard, that are friends of mine, they believe this and they are good. But what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, especially from the leaders, and we know that they are trying to manufacture not only a story, but votes. I mean, we have seen some things in the last 8 to 10 years that have really rocked my world. And so I'm just going to say this because all of us have enough friends, and I would hope that they would do the same, because I do have friends on the left that will say things about Trump voters, and they will say things about Republicans and conservatives that are so unkind and almost cruel. And I think to myself, or I choose to believe, okay, she's not talking about me. She's talking about some people I don't even know that I wouldn't even associate with. So she must be talking about what she sees in her worldview because of who she listens to and who she watches. So I'm going to do the same. You know, what I see through the links that I watch, the clips, the news that I watch, what I see is the opposite of tolerance, empathy, compassion. But I'm going to believe that that's just this many that actually have the microphone.
The difference is it's the same. Everything's reversed. But not even you would put something out there because you're thinking about those people that you love, that think differently.
Right.
That's what they do not do.
Right.
That's where their fearlessness comes in. They don't care who it affects or who hears it. You care.
I do care. And I choose, you know, everything's a choice. I choose to believe that when they put that stuff out there that's negative about conservatives, they know me, so they know better. So they know that, so I choose to believe they're talking about a group I don't know.
You choose to believe that, Terry, because...
I do.
So that's your
just
choice.
Just choose to believe it, Terry.
I know. Well, that's right. That's right. It's a really interesting question. I would really love to ask them. I would love to ask people, have someone on here and say, list some positive qualities. It reminds me of when Trump and Hillary were asked the question, can you say one good thing about the other?
And it was, he raised good kids.
Yes, yes. And
what was his to her?
He said some things about her, being bold, and she's a fighter, and she continues to believe in and fight for what she believes in or something like that. And the best she could muster was that he's got good children. And this is from somebody who invited him and his family to their daughter's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And they were very good friends, and he gave money to the... She knows him, but she couldn't say
anything nice.
She couldn't rise above it.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nadeville, Kimberly Brotherson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune into American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Louis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No, no, no. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Right now.
Yes,
and you
right
know,
now.
There is evil in our world.
That's true.
And, you know, not talking about it doesn't make it any better.
That's true.
But Canada, our neighbor to the north.
Did you just call Canada evil?
I might.
Okay.
The government.
All right.
The government, because it has now one of the most expansive, permissive, and frankly, dangerous euthanasia programs on the planet.
It really does. Yeah, you're right on that.
And it's not just the terminally ill
in
Canada. So under current law, you do not have to be dying in order to be approved for euthanasia. You don't need to be in the final stage of cancer or suffering from some irreversible condition with days to live. In Canada, you can apply for state sanctioned death if you have a chronic illness or, get this, a disability. Now, how many of us don't have some form of a disability? You know what I'm saying? But in Canada, as long as you are just a disability.
So if you have Tourette's, you can get assisted suicide?
If you have an anxiety disorder that prevents you from, you know, socializing or leaving the home.
Is it 100% disability or just partial disability? Because what if I have glaucoma?
My understanding, as long whatever the their definition, I don't have the definition of disability, but if you have a chronic illness or a disability under the legal definition in Canada of what a disability is,
yeah,
and condition of all of that is that you are of sound mind, the government will sign off on your permanent exit from this world. But it doesn't stop there.
Well, no, it's not stopping there. It's coming to Illinois.
No.
No, it is.
No, it is. But what I'm saying to you is they also, in Canada, they're also lobbying the parliament there to extend euthanasia to kids as young as 12-year-olds.
My God.
Can you imagine assisted suicide?
For 12-year-olds? I absolutely can't imagine it because we already have abortion. Why not do assisted suicide for children? And again, Illinois legislature just passed an assisted suicide bill. It's sitting on the governor's desk. We got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, can you even say one positive thing or just one nice thing about Democrats?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said,
joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, can you say one thing positive, nice about it? I can.
You can? Okay.
But it's also, it's like a backhanded compliment.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
I think the Democrat with the most common sense in all of the United States of America is John Fetterman, which means that the Democrat in the United States of America that has the most common sense is literally the one with brain damage.
Oh,
because he had a stroke,
yeah, he did.
And he's still struggling to recover from that. I'm not trying to make fun of him. I'm just saying the one guy in the Democrat Party who ever makes any sense at all literally has brain damage.
Yeah.
The rest of them are nuts.
Yeah.
Well, can y'all do better?
Yeah, I can. Okay, so I had my thought, and I had to think of something really.
Okay.
I admire the fact that they are fearless. They can say whatever they want to say in any situation, any social setting, social media, and they do not fear any repercussion whatsoever. And the backhandedness is that, yeah, it's a very different situation for conservatives. We can't say or we'll be crucified. But I love that they're fearless. They don't care.
But is it because they know that there's backlash coming, they just don't care about it, or is it because they know that there won't be any backlash?
It could be that they know that there won't be any backlash, but the way that they spewed, they don't care. I don't think they care if there was.
But is that really fearlessness? I mean, is it really fearlessness
in my
or
eyes,
is it just arrogance?
It could be both.
Because if you know there's no repercussion coming, if you know you're not going to lose your job for dressing up as Charlie Kirk's dead corpse for Halloween.
Yeah, that's messed up.
If you know that, is that really fearlessness? Or is that just, you know, walking around, as Bill Maher might put it, some BDE? Just, you know, I'm not going to explain what that is on air, but no. just some, you know, is that
some
really
good energy?
Yeah.
Okay. So when this question came through, so for me, I'm thinking, okay, I have a lot of Democrat friends, lot of liberal friends, and I could tell you many, many character traits that I love about them.
About the individuals that I know that are Democrats? 100%.
Yes, adore them.
Absolutely.
And I could list. So I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to sit here and talk about them. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to go to Grok. I'm going to go to ChatGPT.
Okay.
I'm going to see what are the best qualities. And one of the first things that came up was tolerance and pluralism. Liberals generally value a willingness to accept different views, actions, and beliefs, fostering a society where a diversity of opinions and lifestyles can exist and flourish.
That's so, not true.
Right. So my friends that I love that are liberals, I can say that about them. But if I am being truthful about the ones in power, the ones that have the microphone,
right,
the ones that have access to the camera,
the ones that are marching in the streets on King's Day.
That's the opposite of what I'm saying.
Yes.
I want to believe this. And I think that the ones that are diehard, that are friends of mine, they believe this and they are good. But what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, especially from the leaders, and we know that they are trying to manufacture not only a story, but votes. I mean, we have seen some things in the last 8 to 10 years that have really rocked my world. And so I'm just going to say this because all of us have enough friends, and I would hope that they would do the same, because I do have friends on the left that will say things about Trump voters, and they will say things about Republicans mm-hmm. and conservatives that are so unkind and almost cruel. And I think to myself, or I choose to believe, okay, she's not talking about me. She's talking about some people I don't even know that I wouldn't even associate with. So she must be talking about what she sees in her worldview because okay, of who fair. She listens to and who she watches. So I'm going to do the same. You know, what I see through the links that I watch, the clips, the news that I watch, what I see is the opposite of tolerance, empathy, mm-hmm. compassion. But I'm going to believe that that's just this many that actually have the microphone.
The difference is you, it's the same, it's everything's reversed, but not even you would put something out there because you're thinking about those people
yes, correct.
That you love, that think differently.
Right.
That's what they do not do.
Right.
That's where their fearlessness comes in. They don't care who it affects or who hears it. You care.
I do care. And I just, I choose, you know, everything's a choice. I choose to believe that when they put that stuff out there that's negative about conservatives, they're not, they know me, so they know better. So they know that, so I choose to believe they're talking about a group I don't know.
You choose to believe that, Terry,
yeah.
because.
I do.
So that's your
choice.
Just
choose to believe it, Terry.
I know. Well, that's right. That's right. It's a really interesting question. I would really love to ask them. I would love to ask people, mm-hmm. have someone on here and say, list some positive qualities. It reminds me of when Trump and Hillary were asked the question, can you say one good thing
yes.
about the other?
And it was, he raised good kids.
Yes, yeah. yes. And
what was his to her?
He said some things about her, being bold, and she's a fighter, and mm-hmm. she continues to believe in and fight for what she believes in or something like that. And the best she could muster was that he's got good children. And this is from somebody who invited him and his family to their daughter's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And they were very good friends, and he gave money to the... She knows him, but yeah. She couldn't say
anything nice.
She yeah. couldn't rise above it.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nadeau, Kimberly Brotherson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Let's be honest, the healthcare system has become a maze of red tape and sky-high costs. That's why we want you to check out Altrua Health Share.
Altrua isn't insurance. It's a faith-based health-sharing community where members care for one another's medical needs. You get access to over 1 million providers nationwide, and you often save thousands of dollars every year.
Take back control of your healthcare. Visit altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for special savings when you join.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? Your word alone might not be enough.
That's where iDetect from Global Data Fusion comes in. iDetect is the groundbreaking lie detection technology trusted by law enforcement, businesses.
iDetect can help prove your honesty when it matters most, whether it's workplace issues or clearing your name.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007 and ask about iDetect. Mention American Ground Radio for exclusive benefits.
Global Data Fusion, hiring, screening, and now proving your integrity.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Hey, y'all. Check out these fun events around the state this weekend. November 7th, Big Boys Main Street Cook-Off in Thibodaux. November 7th through November 9th, Berwick Lighthouse Festival and Holy Ghost Creole Festival in Opelousas. November 8th, Thibodeauville Fall Fest in Thibodeaux and the second annual Blue Denim Night in Folsom. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Barr with Louis R. Avalone.
Apparently, Thanksgiving turkey prices may be higher than you might have expected.
Okay.
Apparently, there's been a bird flu epidemic or some sort of outbreak. And so the U.S. turkey flock has dropped to its lowest size in nearly 40 years. This is according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. So as a result, wholesale turkey prices have surged 75% since October of 2024. So wholesale turkey prices averaged 95 cents per pound at that point, or at this point last year. And last month, as an example, it's $1.71 per pound. And this is according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Okay, but Walmart is offering up their Thanksgiving meal. They've got a meal, ingredients, turkey, everything you need to serve 10 people. And this year, it is $39.99. And this is the lowest price that they've had on their Thanksgiving turkey meal since they started the program back in 2022, which of course was the peak of the Biden inflation. So people can point to this and say, oh, look, Trump's raising prices, but Walmart's deal is actually better than it's ever been. Admittedly, they started at the peak of inflation, but again, this is still lower. You could feed 10 people for less than $4 per person. That's pretty impressive for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, and you know, the other part of that is it's supply and demand.
That's
true. And it's not just bird flu. You know, our farmers were hit hard during the Biden administration due to inflation.
It very much so.
It drove a lot of family farms out of business.
It did.
And so there's fewer turkeys. Well, I mean, not in Washington, D.C., but, you know, across our country.
Yeah. Obviously, supply and demand is a part of it. Bird flu has been affecting things for, you know, years.
We've so you know what? You around. Know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say that President Trump needs to recognize what is going on. He needs to, in the spirit of Bill Clinton, he needs to feel the pain of the American people.
Okay.
And I think he needs to refuse to pardon any turkeys this year, because by pardoning them, what he's doing is he's contributing to the lack of supply that is raising the cost of Thanksgiving dinner for millions of Americans. So President Trump, if you are listening, no pardons this year of any turkeys.
That may be why Democrats call us heartless. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades, the future's so bright.
Well, it looks like the Olympics are about to ban transgender athletes, and I think that's a bright spot. There's a lot of transgender controversy at the Paris Olympics last summer.
Depends on who you are. I mean, if you're a trans athlete, that's not really a bright spot.
No, I'm going to say it is. Because if you are a trans athlete, you're a man competing against women, even though you may walk away with the gold medal, what you've lost is dignity. What you've lost is self-respect. When you are not trying to push yourself as far as you can in fair competition, when you are intentionally cheating at the competition, you are hurting yourself. You're not just hurting the people you're competing against. You are doing moral damage to yourself. So, yes, this is a bright spot even for transgender athletes, even if they may not think it. It is.
Right, right.
The Olympics. By the way, there was remember the Algerian boxer, the guy that...
Oh, that beat that Italian boxer,
yeah,
that Italian female boxer.
Right.
It just, pummeled her. Right.
Well, the Olympics have let each individual sports governing body up until now decide its own transgender policy. So as a result, men can't swim in women's events, but men can play on women's soccer teams. Well, last week, there was a conference of the Olympic Committee executives in Lausanne, Switzerland. This is from the Daily Wire. Quote, Dr. Jane Thornton, the IOC's medical and scientific director and a former Olympic rower for Canada, presented findings from the organization's evidence review in Lausanne last week. One IOC member described her presentation as, quote, scientific, factual, and unemotional, clearly outlining that male-born athletes maintain significant physical advantages over female-born competitors even after testosterone suppression. This is a bright spot when we're presenting the data and the facts. Here it is. We need to follow the data.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, I believe that for all intents and purposes, this is because of Donald Trump. I think that he has used the presidency. He has used that as a bully pulpit for restoring common sense
across a lot of things. But this may actually have just come from the IOC itself, because new IOC president Kirsty Coventry was an Olympic swimmer from Zimbabwe. She promised to protect the integrity of women's sports when she took over the presidency of the IOC. So I think this was on her mind even without Donald Trump. She said, quote, we should make the effort to place emphasis on the protection of the female category, stressing a scientific approach. And again, how about that?
Okay, but the science hasn't changed.
The science hasn't changed.
The left never wanted to acknowledge it.
That's right.
But, I mean, again, if you're following the science, this has been the case, whether it's during the Obama administration, whether it's during the Biden administration.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Nothing changed. You know what changed? The leadership. The leadership at the top changed.
That's it.
And it has reverberated in so many areas.
And look at that. When you follow the science, have you noticed how many times when you actually follow the science, or more specifically, you follow the scientific method, you end up on the opposite policy position of the left? I think this is a bright spot. And I think it's going to be good, not just for women, but good for the Olympics coming up next year. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%.
100%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, Michelle Obama is offended.
Oh, no.
She is completely shocked and outraged.
I'm so sad.
Well, she does not like the fact and what she is wringing her feminine hands.
Am I supposed to care what she's offended about?
Well, I was going to share that with you.
Okay.
President Trump is adding that ballroom to the White House. And yes. She said she doesn't like that.
Because it wasn't there when she was there?
She said that his decision to demolish part of the East Wing.
Yeah.
Denigrates the office of the First Lady. She called the East Wing the heart of the work of a First Lady.
Okay.
As if it was some sacred temple of virtue rather than an office space full of assistants and press secretaries and floral planners.
Okay, but some of that's going to be rebuilt. I mean,
well, they'll be relocated.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
In new digs.
Okay.
No doubt.
So.
But she basically says that, you know, this is an attack on first ladies everywhere. First ladies of history, future first ladies. Well, it's
not first ladies of history because the East Wing wasn't there the entire time the White House has been there. So you can only go back so far.
And by the way, this is the same woman.
Yeah.
Who had no problem spending $4.6 million renovating the state dining room during the Obama years.
Oh, it wasn't that more than what we're doing now? Whoa.
Whoa, whoa! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
On D-Day, Irving Locker waited ashore at Utah Beach, later fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He eventually helped liberate the Gargledon concentration camp at just the age of 19. Now Irving is 101 years old, and he's still doing some amazing things. You see, this weekend, Irving released his first original song titled If Freedom Was Free, With the help of Nashville artists Johnny and Heidi Bulford and Texas-based songwriter Bart Crow, Irving wrote about his experiences in World War II fighting against the Nazis. The chorus sings, "If freedom was free, there wouldn't be a mountain of metal and men under Normandy." When asked why he decided to write the song, he said, "People have to know and appreciate the fact that they're living because of men who died."
The greatest generation.
Love it. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.